The ocelot. This cat is probably the best known of the South American cats because of its pelt being the mainstay of the fur trade, and for the fact that it was frequently kept as a pet. Due to the fact that ocelots are high-strung, unpredictable, comedic little cats, humans defanged, declawed, descented, and altered these cats in order to make them conform to the pet industry. Like all exotic cats, these creatures, male or female, altered or not, spray a foul-smelling urine on everything they wish to mark as theirs, including their keepers. In the 1980s, ocelot fur coats sold for $40,000, and the live animal as a pet sold for $800. At one time, more than 200,000 ocelots per year were killed for their coats. Today, with laws prohibiting hunting for the fur trade, there are no ocelot coats for sale, and the pet ocelot is a thing of the past. The ocelot is much larger than its cousins, the margay and the oncilla, although they bear a striking resemblance. The ocelot weighs between 17 and 24 pounds, stands 16 to 20 inches tall, and reaches lengths of 48 to 64 inches. Their coat tends to be more blotched than spotted, and the chain-like blotches and spots are bordered with black, but have a lighter colored center. These markings run the entire length of the cat. The ground color varies from whitish or tawny yellow through reddish-gray to gray. The underside is white, and the backs of the ears are black with a central yellow spot. At Big Cat Rescue, ocelots have lived more than 20 years as compared to 7 to 10 years in the wild. The ocelot is found in very diverse habitats, including rainforest, montane forest, thick brush, semi-deserts, coastal marsh, and along riverbanks, but are never found in open country. One of the man-made obstacles to ocelots reclaiming their former territory in the south is that they will not cross the barren swath of land that flanks fences set up to keep out illegal immigrants. Ocelots live in southern Texas and every country south of the U.S. except Chile. After a gestation of 79 to 85 days, they produce a litter of one or two young. They weigh approximately 8.5 pounds at birth. The females reach maturity at around 1.5 years and around 2.5 years for males. They become independent at around 1 year of age, but seem to be tolerated in their natural range for up to another year. Ocelots are solitary and territorial. The females defend their exclusive territory, which can be as much as 9 square miles, while the male's territory is larger and overlaps that of one or more females, can be as large as 35 square miles. Ocelots communicate by use of scent markings, which tells the males when she is ready for mating, and by vocal communications such as meows and yowls in heat. The ocelot is a terrestrial hunter and active during the night, and the mainstay of their diet are nocturnal rodents such as mice, rats, opossums, and armadillos. They will also take larger prey, such as lesser anteaters, deer, squirrel, monkeys, and land tortoises. They will also take advantage of seasonal changes and the abundance of fish and land crabs during the wet season. Occasionally, they will take birds and reptiles. However, the majority of prey items for this cat weigh less than 3% of the ocelot's body weight. Ocelots have a small litter size, one of the longest gestations and growth rates among the small felids, and a high infant mortality rate. Add this difficulty in sustaining its own population with the deforestation and habitat destruction, and the survival of this beautiful little species becomes even more difficult.